Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Cooper, and I'm back on beautiful Real Foot Lake. And I'm with Jeremy Mattingly. You'll probably recognize that name. He's the host of the On the Hook TV program. Jeremy, man, it's good to be out on the water with you. We've been to two or three media events, but hey, it seems like we're always going different directions, but we nailed it this morning.
Hey, we got together this morning, and we got on some of them fish, and the bluegill fishing here is just unreal. The crappie fishing is great, but right now it's getting outshined by all these brim that everybody's been catching, and people are traveling from halfway across the country down here to get on some of this bluegill action.
Well, I can't blame them. I've been following you guys on Facebook for the last month or so, and I've just seen cooler after cooler after cooler of bluegill coming out of here. And Gary Mason sent me an invite to come over to a Legends Outdoors event and help promote Real Foot. And, boy, I jumped all over it. And you notice I brought my young bride with me.
Yes, sir. And she has flat put a whooping on them this morning.
She's had a good time. I sat back and kind of watched, videoed you guys taking some awesome photographs, man. And I'm gonna get a paycheck out of this before it's over.
Good deal, man. Good deal.
I might help buy crickets next time.
There you go.
Well, Real Foot Lake, man, the history of it, you know, most people are familiar with New Madrid, Missouri, and the New Madrid earthquakes of 1811. That's how Real Foot came about.
Yes, sir.
The earth just fell in over here, I guess.
Yep, it fell in, and the water from the Mississippi flooded up in here, and now we got one of the most pristine lakes in the entire nation.
You really do. If you like the good southern-style lakes with the cypress, my wife, I don't think, seen too many cypress trees like this, and Diane was pretty enamored. She had a hard time getting her started fishing. You know, she had the camera out taking all the photographs, and man, it is beautiful, and I've been here in the fall. It's even more beautiful, if you can imagine that.
Yes, sir.
In the fall, when the colors come on, and these cypress trees turn kind of a rusty brown, and beautiful time of the year to be here. But Real Foot Lake, famous for the big bluegill and the big crappie. And, Jeremy, how long have you been fishing here at Real Foot? I know you live not too awful far from here.
Yeah, I live about 40 miles from here over in Martin, and I travel back and forth. And I've been down here for almost 4 years now. And it's because the location is the pinnacle of my travel destinations, filming On the Hook, and then when I was still in the tournament scene, I always came through Union City. Every time I went south or southwest, I always come through Union City. Well, by moving down here, it trimmed off 4 hours of my drive time.
Wow.
So that gave me 2 extra days at home on every trip, because I could leave same day and get to Grenada for a tournament. I could leave as soon as weigh-in was over and then get straight back home at very night. And Real Foot was an added bonus for me, because I can also make money in my downtime by taking people out here and getting them on these bluegill and seeing those smiles come on their face. And a cooler full of bluegill, I don't care if you're 87 years old. You are, and I've said it before, every time that bobber goes down, I'm underneath Evely Bridge on Rough River, Kentucky with my papaw, and I'm back to being 6 years old again.
Exactly. We laughed and giggled this morning watching those bobbers go under. They're still. I don't care if you fished all over the world. And I've fished from Alaska to the Yucatan, and still one of my absolute favorite ways to fish in this world, man, is to find a little farm pond, get my belly boat with a light fly rod and my kicker fins and hop in, and just go from one bed to the next catching big bluegill, and I still get the biggest kick out of that. But this morning has been so relaxing. Sit out here on this beautiful lake, and I watch you and my wife fish, and yeah, peeking over y'all's shoulder and just kind of rooting for you for that bobber to go under, you know.
Well, but, man, she'd been putting a whooping on me this morning. That's the thing about getting your wife out here. As you can see right there, I couldn't get my wife to come with me, and then she came, and now I've got hair clips on my handles to my console. I mean, there's no keeping her off the boat now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, hey, a trip, this is the first trip Diane's made with me in a while. Of course, I love for her to come along because she'll drive, and I don't have to, you know.
There you go.
But besides, I told her this morning, babe, gosh, it feels so good to get up and see your beautiful smile rather than getting up by myself and looking at the four walls in that motel room.
Or Ron Wong, of all people.
I know Ron well. Well, you're fortunate if you even get to stand by Ron, because, you know, every picture he posts, he's got two or three gorgeous women standing around him. You know? He's just like fly bait, you know.
I'm telling you.
But back to the bluegill here on Realfoot, kind of describe to our listeners what you were doing here this morning.
Okay. Realfoot gets beat up pretty hard by tourists coming in because it's world famous for its brim. So a lot of times what that I'm seeing these people do, and if you're one of these people that come down here and rent these boats or fish with a John boat, no electronics, no trolling motor, that type of stuff, most time when you throw that anchor out and you're throwing at the cypress or throwing at the grass, you're actually throwing your anchor in the center of a bed. This morning we went to beds. They have been picked over pretty good. But the beauty of it is 50 feet off the bank, all these cypress trees, there's limbs that fall. And what that we just pulled some giant brim off of is nothing more than a limb that has fell in the water. And we're fishing the actual wood right here, right now. It's not even a bed. They'll just relate to the wood in between building beds. So they'll come off the spawn, off the bed, go to the wood. If a catfish gets in there or if it gets too much pressure from other people fishing, and they'll just hang out here in open water the same way that those giant crappie do. They'll back off the structure and hang out in open water. Well, if there's a piece of timber there, they're going to go to the piece of timber. And that's what we're doing right now. And even while we're doing this podcast, the fishing's so good on this timber, Miss Diane's still sitting up there fishing.
Yeah, she don't want to quit.
Simple slip bobber, nothing special. I do suggest the long shank cricket hooks. That way, when you hook them deep, you can still get a hold of the shank of the hook and be able to get the hook back out. And if you don't have those hooks, I hear you got a pretty good way of popping them hooks out.
Yeah, I kind of let the cat out of the bag this morning. You know, I don't tell everybody about that secret because I figure somebody's going to patent it one of these days and make a million. No, your kids, you buy them those popsicles, you know, they love them. Save those popsicle sticks. And I got them in, gosh, every tackle bag I got and in the boat all over, but just take a popsicle stick and take your pocket knife, just cut you a little notch in the end of it.
Yeah.
And then you can grab that bluegill. I grab my left hand, kind of wrap that line around your finger, run down to the hook, and then run that popsicle stick down to the curve of that hook, and you can pop it right out of that bluegill.
Pop it right out there.
Easier than all get out, you know. And I've tried and tried and tried to sell those things to my buddies, you know, only $25 a piece. And I haven't made my first sale yet.
Man, that's a bargain. That's a bargain. It is a bargain if you're on a hot bed and you're trying to hurry up and beat your buddy to pitch that bobber back in there.
Yeah, you can get them out really quick, like with those popsicle sticks. It's amazing, you know, the tools that are laying around us that we often don't take advantage of until, well, I saw an old man doing that as a kid, you know, and I've done it ever since. And, well, I've unhooked thousands of big bluegill with those popsicle sticks. And
okay, well, good deal.
They work. I hope I don't make any hook disgorger manufacturers out there mad at me. That's a chance that you take, right?
Yes, sir.
In this business. But, hey, we're fishing out of Blue Bank Resort. Want to be sure to mention those guys. They're hosting us these two or three days here. And, boy, I had a great meal last night, and we're looking forward to that meal tonight again. But you put me on to something here. I was telling you, Jeremy, I wanted to take a lot of these bluegill home, you know, and I just knew I was going to have a 3-hour cleaning job in front of me here, but you got a little guy back at the resort that'll clean those fish for 50 cents a piece.
50 cents a piece. Wow. So while you're in there enjoying that steak at Blue Banks Grill,
Yeah.
He's going to be out there, and these dudes can clean fish and clean them quick, and they do a really good job. I like my bluegill filleted, and he will fillet them bluegill out, rib them and everything at 50 cents a fish.
Wow.
I haven't cleaned a fish. I've cleaned fish twice, I guess, in the last 2 years, and it's because I was fishing other places and didn't have that at my disposal.
Right.
And that's one of the things that Blue Bank has to offer here on Real Foot. None of the guides down here clean the fish. They all use the dock hands. And this is young men and women. And there's girls there that clean fish too. But they're there learning how to make a dollar, learning the value of a dollar, and doing it something related to the outdoors. And so it's a great scenario.
Well, I'm going to have to be sure and rag these kids a little bit and tell them, you know, when I was just 10 years old. Of course, I hate to say this, probably been 60 years ago, but I was hoeing cotton for 50 cents an hour.
Yep.
An hour, you know. I'd love to have a job cleaning fish.
Well, I guarantee it.
And I tell you, close as I come to that, I used to catch a lot of carp out of the bayou behind our house. And one summer, me and a little buddy of mine got to catching them, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. With there was a colored family lived up the road from us, Miss Genevieve, we called her. And we'd trade Miss Genevieve carp for cookies a lot of times. She was an awesome cook, man, cooked on an old wood cook stove. But she got us one time. She heard we was catching lots of carp, and she caught us on the gravel road. And she stopped and said, "Boy, y'all catch one of them carp on, bring me a tow sack full of them."
Yeah.
You know what a tow sack full of carp weighs?
Oh, Lord.
We caught almost a tow sack full of them, and we'd carry them about 2 miles. We'd carry them about 20 yards and set them down. We'd get over to her house on a Tuesday morning. And she's, "Oh, boys, I'm sorry, but I don't got any money today." She told us she'd give us a quarter apiece. See, and we were trying to save up. We was always trying to save up money to go to a movie show, you know.
All right,
so no money that day. She said she'd leave it in the mailbox box on Friday. We walked out of that quarter mile mailbox about six times that day, and no money all day. And finally, about 5 o'clock, we opened the lid of that mailbox. There laid two quarters, a quarter apiece. And one
there
for
you
him,
go.
One for him, one for me. We thought we was getting a quarter per fish. Miss Genevieve kind of got us on that one.
Yep.
You know what? Back here over Real Foot Lake, I'm sure you can catch carp, catfish. But the big draw is the bluegill and the crappie.
The bluegill and the crappie, yes. And right now, people don't know, but both bluegill and crappie, the bite is at its best from August to September. Or I'm going to back it up another month. July 4th to the end of September, it does not get any better. It does not get any easier.
Really?
With the bluegill, they sud is what we call it. You don't need electronics. You go around the bank until you see something looks like somebody squirted dishwasher liquid on top of the water. You throw your anchor out, and you bust you a cooler full of bluegill right then and there. There's no electronics needed.
Wow. Now, that's fishing as easy as it comes.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. You're sight fishing for suds on top of the water, and what that is, it's them underneath there building that bed. Bluegill don't just spawn one and done, and they don't all spawn at the same time. Usually the bigger males will come in first, and then a medium-sized male, and then a smaller male. And that's just survival of the fittest. The bigger one's going to go in there and run the smaller ones out, so they lose interest. It ain't worth fighting because they're going to get their butts whipped. Well, then after the big ones have done their thing, they go back out in deep water and set up on timber again. And then the next class of fish comes, then the next class of fish. So every spawn has three different sections in it. And those big bluegill will spawn, I've seen, three times in one summer. So they're coming back in. It's just never-ending, repeating process. 2 years ago, I was still catching bluegill on bed in mid-September.
Wow, that's incredible. And for people that really like a bluegill fish, that's good information, because I know a lot of our lakes, people will fish them when they're on beds in the springtime. And the spawn stretches out through the summer a little bit, but most people in Missouri, on, you know, Lake of the Ozarks, Truman, Stockton, Palme de Terre, the Southwest lakes, are giving up on bluegill by the time you hit the middle of summer. You
know? Oh, no. Lake of the Ozarks, man, they go out there and they set up on timber in a deeper water. And you can catch them easier than you can on bed. You get on a nest of bluegill on a log in 30 foot of water, you can catch a limit of bluegill faster than you can on a hot bed.
Well, that's good information to know, too. But again, a lot of people are bass fishing or crappie fishing. They yes. overlook those big bluegill. And I think Jeremy will back me up on this. There's nothing in the fish world that tastes better than a big bluegill that's got those big shoulders on it.
No, sir. The only thing that'll rival it, in my opinion, would be red ear. And a lot of times when people see a school of crappie on deep timber in the middle of the summer and they can't catch them, it's because they ain't crappie. They're red ear.
They're red ear.
Lake Ozarks, they're red ear.
Yeah, and see, that's something that people don't fish a lot for in the Ozarks there. I got a lake close to home. I usually go in April because you can catch them on the bed.
Yeah, catch them on the bed.
But I've found out, too, that on the timber up in the summer, I can still catch them. If you can get through the little bluegill and get down to the big red ears.
Yeah, get down to them, yeah.
Yeah, I fish earthworms a lot. It works like a charm. Well, Jeremy, buddy, we need to take just a short break. But, folks, don't go away. Jeremy Mattingly and myself, Bill Cooper, we're going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Stoltz with Drury Outdoors, and you're listening to Living the Dream Outdoors Podcast with Bill Cooper and Hunter Heineman.
Slow down and enjoy the simple things in life. Welcome to Huzal Valley Resort, providing family fun since 1979. They offer floating, and you can choose from canoes, rafts, kayaks, and inner tubes on a beautiful, crystal clear Huzal River. Lodging, let us be your home away from home. Choose from a variety of lodging units while still enjoying the great outdoors. With over 2.5 miles of river camping on the crystal clear Huzal, we're sure you and your family will find the perfect spot to pitch your tent or park your RV. Have fun and let us help you get the most of your stay. Check out our guided trail rides and Karen's Cafe menu. There's something for everyone at Huzal. There's a campground store on site that has everything you need for your trip. Whether you're in need of gear, grub, or something else, chances are they've got it. And their campground has RV sites and primitive sites for all your camping needs. If you like the adventures of camping with a cozy bed at night, we have a variety of different lodging units to choose from. But Huzal Valley, there's always something going on out there. Check them out on Facebook, or if you want to make a reservation, simply call 1-800-367-4516.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout-specific guiding service that caters to the northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
Hey everybody, this is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. Check out my buddy's podcast show, Living the Dream Outdoors with Bill Cooper and Hunter Heineman. You're really going to enjoy this week's show.
Welcome back to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that first segment. I certainly did. Sitting in the boat right out here on Real Foot Lake with Jeremy Mattingly, and he's the host of On the Hook TV. Jeremy, I always wonder why people ever want to get into outdoor TV.
Man, basically they gotta hate money.
Always heard it was a good way to become a millionaire. You start with a billion.
Yeah, you start with a billion, you end up with a million.
Yeah.
No, it goes back to when I first started crappie fishing. I started in December 2017. I had never went bass fishing, crappie fishing, nothing. The only thing I'd ever done was run trot lines with my dad. And when I decided to start crappie fishing, I had a hard time finding knowledge where, why, how, what to use, when to use it. I thought you had to have 80 different colors of every different profile jig on the face of the planet. And the biggest thing I do in my seminars now is preach to people, stop wasting your money. I can fit my entire tackle box in one pocket of my shorts and go anywhere in the country and catch crappie. And so I went my first year and done pretty well. We ended up, I think, 18th in the country the first year, which was 2018. So I was very fortunate. I'm not bragging. I was very fortunate.
Well,
you're doing
something right, though.
It was a lot of work. Yeah, it was staying on the water from before daylight till after dark every day and trying to figure these fish out and run them down. And I was just running, throwing spaghetti at the wall, man. I didn't know what I should be doing, so I had to fish every single thing. And I'd always heard 90% of the fish live in 10% of the water. Well, I got to looking around, and I figured out that 90% of the fish get caught by 10% of the fishermen. And that was the key to my career, is when I figured that out, I went out and I watched what they did. I mimicked it. I tried to come up with my own plan on where and how and why. And I didn't have those preconceived notions, and I didn't have those thoughts and techniques beat into my head. So I was doing stuff out of the ordinary. I was out there crappie fishing in 60 feet of water before live scope.
Wow.
And only fishing 5 to 10 foot deep in 60 foot of water. I was getting in the middle of gar holes, and I would catch 5 gar and then 1 giant crappie, and then 5 gar and 1 giant crappie. And now with live scope and forward facing sonar, I've been able to figure out that that's where they live. That's them giant crappie hang out in the middle of gar. If you want to win a tournament, go find you a gar hole, and you're going to catch big fish. You're not going to catch a lot of them, but the ones you are the ones you want to take to the scales.
Now you're making this up.
No. No.
That's the first time. I've never heard that before.
We actually videotaped down here 2 years ago. I was setting up on a crappie. I could see it on the side of the stump. There was a gar coming in open water, and I started hollering at my camera guy, "Hurry up, turn it on, get on the screen. You got to see this." He said, "It's a crappie. What am I looking at?" I said, "That's a 1.25 pound crappie. Here comes the gar. It's going to swim over the top of that crappie. That crappie's going to leave that stump, and he's going to swim underneath its tail and swim clear out of our lives." He said, "No way." I said, "Keep it on the screen." He went to turn his head, and I said, "No, no, keep it on the screen. It's going to happen." Well, it did. That gar swam over at crappie. That crappie lit out and swam right underneath its tail. And I ran that gar down at 2.5 mile an hour on that trolling motor. And I caught that crappie out from underneath that gar and put him in the boat without cutting film. So there was no jump cuts or anything like that.
No question about it whatsoever.
And what's going on, those gar are feeding a lot like that striped bass will. It'll come up and bust, mm-hmm. and then he'll stun the bait fish and eat them on the way down. Well, that crappie is swimming around under its belly getting it a free meal. So that's what's going on with that. And once I started figuring stuff like that out, I started my YouTube channel. It's Crappie Monster on the Hook on YouTube. Go over and check that out if you get a chance. We've got about 190 how-to videos. And because nobody would tell me how and what I was doing wrong, I had to figure it out for myself, and I decided I was going to show the world because there wasn't nobody out there that was showing everything. I show my waypoints. I show exactly what I'm doing, how I'm enticing the bite. It's like sitting up there with Miss Diane this morning. As we was coming across through there, I was catching fish, and she wasn't. So I took the time to try to teach her how to work that bobber over that bed.
And that's a finite process, you know. I mean, she just needed to slow down a little bit.
She just needed to slow down a little bit. Kind of like a cold water crappie bite. You jig, jig, pause, but you never let that bobber set in one spot. So when I started doing the YouTube, it started getting fairly popular, and I had a couple of people say, "Man, you ought to start a TV show." So I looked into it, and I talked to my wife about it the same way I talked to her about when I bought this boat. I said, "I'm thinking about doing this." She said, "So what, within a week it's going to happen?" I said, "No, baby, no." Well, in 3 days, I had called enough sponsors, and we had the show fully funded.
Wow, that speaks well.
I don't care to tell anybody. I had to come up with $105,000 to cover costs to get the On the Hook on TV filmed and everything.
Wow.
And within 3 days, and I think it's because of the great companies that I called, they had saw what that I did in the 3 years that I'd been in the tournament field, because going into my second year, And I'd never fell out of the top 10 nationally since until I retired last year.
And you only started crappie fishing in 17.
December of 2017, I went crappie fishing for the first time. March of 2018, I fished my first professional tournament at Neely Henry in Alabama, and we came in 23rd. And back then, the crappie tournaments, it was all spider rigging, and you had a sack full of hammers in that field, man. Ronnie and Steve and the Shepherds, and all of them were in there. And I was able to get in there and throw elbows with them, and got lucky and come up with a top 25 out of 80 boats or so.
Wow, that's a good start.
And then I fished a gar hole on the second tournament at Ross Barnett. We was sitting in sixth or seventh place out of 90 boats and blew my engine coming out of launch the next morning. We ended up fishing on a trolling motor and finished 37th or 35th or something. And fast forward to, I think it was 2020, I weighed in over 22 pounds on seven fish at the Crappie Masters tournament. And that's when we really picked up. I think that's when people realized, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. Let's check him out. And it's one of those things. You hear all these fishermen lies all the time. And when one's sitting there trying to tell you the truth about something, you don't know whether to believe him or not.
Exactly. But when you got YouTube video, those how-to, you're teaching people, and it works, that speaks for itself.
So, yes, sir.
So you had something backing you up that has really worked for you.
Yeah, I took a stretch there of almost a year and a half that I only finished out of the top 10 once. I came in 11th once.
Yeah.
And that's when my YouTube really ramped up, and that's about the time that I weighed in those seven over 3 pound at that tournament. And I did most of it by myself without a partner.
Yeah. Well, all of us are starting kind of out of our garage, so to speak. That's the way we have to go.
Yes, sir.
I've been a one-man show pretty much most of my life. And after I teamed up with Diane, boy, things really took off. She's the brains of the operation.
I can see that.
And the beauty, too.
I agree.
I'd be out of business just because of computer stuff if it weren't for her. But, Jeremy, let's fast forward a little bit. You got a few years under your belt now.
Yes, sir.
Here today on the hook is going strong. And we all know, and of course, I know there's a lot. Lots of envious people out there. This outdoor media world is a pretty small a business, but you get a lot of wannabes, a lot of people that want to get in, don't figure things out, don't make it for whatever reason. And I know there's lots of jealousy out there, and that's unfortunate because guys like yourself, hey, you know, you got a few smarts between your ears because you figured some important things out, you got to work, and you made it work. But we know that you have to have sponsors, and you constantly have to have sponsors to keep a TV showing going and to just stay alive, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's talk about some of those fine sponsors that you've got.
All right. Well, I've got Ozark Rods right here. We're actually coming out with a bluegill specific rod,
on the hook rod. I want one. You have to tell me where to get it.
Yes, sir. Those will be out this fall. Crappie Monster, which is my bait business, and we've got the Outlaw Net. We designed it, and it has been on the market since 2019. I actually, 2 years into my career, I sold my construction business and started Crappie Monster, and that's my main source of income now.
Wow.
We've got red gold tomatoes. That's something that we had in our house growing up. I can remember that red and yellow can like I can shut my eyes and see it. We've got Guthrie Tackle. He does a lot of my jig heads and my pencil weights for crappie fishing. We got Rockport Rattler. They've got the rattle in the jig head for when you're in muddy water and the fish can't see it. We've got Easy Drift. They just came out with some reaction balls that as soon as I get my hands on a few more of them, we'll be using them bluegill fishing.
I'm going to try those out for trout fishing right away, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They'll work.
Miller Tech batteries just came on with us. I've been using Miller Tech for about a year or so. Well, ever since I got this brand new Phoenix. Angler's Port Marine out there at Missouri, Warsaw, Missouri. That's where his Phoenix came from. And I suggest you give him a shot to at earning your business out there. They'll treat you great. They'll put you in a great product. And the Phoenix.
Big, nice shop, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And anytime you have a problem, and everybody has problems. I had my jack plate gets stuck on me. So I called a mechanic. He talked me through how to get it down. And it's same as on water service there.
You betcha.
Now, with OTHfishing.com, that stands for onthehookfishing.com. It's OTHfishing.com. You can pick most of our sponsors' products up. You can view them all right there. And we actually just started selling electronics, too. We've got those new MBTs that tie in with Garmin. We got your live scopes, trolling motors, everything. And I could not sit here on this bluegill bed if it wasn't for them power poles stuck in the water back there.
Exactly. Very sweet.
Them shallow water anglers are outstanding. But that's the sponsors that I have. If you want to know how that I got them, I told everybody on YouTube, it's how to make money fishing. That's the name of the YouTube video. That is exactly how I got my sponsors. It's exactly the mindset you have to get in. I tell all, I even tell them how to research the company before they ever make the first phone call.
Good, great information. But you and I both know, I mean, you can do all of those things and still fail.
Yes. Failure is sadly a given in life. Everybody is going to fail. It's what you do with that failure. Do you turn it into knowledge and experience, or do you stick your head down, drop your shoulders, and just kind of hem-haw off? No. You puff that chest out, you stick that head up, and you figure out what you did wrong, you get your butt back in there.
Yep. Keep grinding, keep working. But also there's an element that's not discussed often enough, I think, but plain old personality.
Personality is everything.
It really is. It goes a long ways. And, of course, you got that charming Southern accent.
Yeah. I don't care where I go. We went to California last year. Went out there and fished Clear Lake. And on the way out there, I was paying for my fuel at the gas station. And an old dude behind the counter, he said, "You from Kentucky, ain't you?" I said, 40 years, buddy. 40 years.
Follows you everywhere you go.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jeremy, here kind of a wrap-up. Tell people where they can see your TV show, the YouTube.
Yes, sir.
All that good stuff.
All right. On YouTube, we are On the Hook or Crappie Monster on YouTube. If you search either one of them, you get there. As far as TV, we got Pursuit Channel. We air Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern during the first quarter. This season's already off. Next season, I got a big treat for you. My wife, Brittany Mattingly, that you've seen on Facebook. You got to get over and follow us on Facebook. She's been whipping my tail something awful. But she is my new co-host from here on out. Every episode will be filmed.
Awesome.
It'll be me and her traveling to the lakes, figuring them out, catching the fish. When, where, how, and why. That's what it's going to be about. And you're going to get to see her and hear her razz me along the way. Because we are married for, I don't know, 16, 18 years or something we've been married. And it's a load of fun.
Well, I guarantee you, your viewership's going to go up dramatically because she's a lot prettier than you.
Oh, I guarantee it, man. I got to rely on my fishing. All she's got to do is take a picture, and she's going to get feedback and interaction.
Absolutely. But I love those shows where a husband-wife team work together because, you know, you watch the lakes, man. There's lots of husband-wife teams out there fishing. And so you're going to resonate with those people. And you know what? They'll laugh at the little bit of kick back and forth.
Man.
Because everybody does it, you know.
Everybody does it. We did a YouTube video one time, and I was trying to tell her what she had done wrong. It was just a little minuscule thing. And after I was reviewing the video, she had leaned back, and she was running her mouth behind me on tape. And I ended up using it on the YouTube video.
Oh, absolutely. It's all a great fun, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jeremy, man, it's been fabulous to be out on a boat with you this morning. And I can verify that everything Jeremy's talked about, all the equipment he's got right here on this boat, and we've used it this morning. Miss Diane, it's you may have crippled me here.
She's hooked.
I may be taking her bluegill fishing an awful lot.
Oh yeah, we brought her out and put her on the hook.
Absolutely. Well, you did for a fact. It only took a few minutes, just some great coaching. But hey, Jeremy also guides. Jeremy, give us...
Yes, sir.
How can you get a hold of you to guide?
If you want to get a hold of me to guide, you can either call into Blue Bank, but you have to specifically request me, and they check my schedule.
Exactly.
You can message me through Facebook. It's Jeremy Mattingly, or Crappie Monster, or On the Hook on Facebook. Those are my three pages. I'd rather you do it on Jeremy Mattingly page, or just give me a call, 270-668-8132. And my number is all over everywhere. And if that, if we can make it work right now, I've got some, a few openings in between filming and everything else. And, I'd be more than happy to take somebody out there and, show them what this place has to offer.
Well, I would encourage you to do that, folks, because I guarantee you're going to have a good time with Jeremy Mattingly. He's not only entertaining, he can find the fish, he can catch the fish. He's got all the products right here on a boat that you'll need, and it's just a guaranteed good time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Jeremy, I appreciate you being on the show. I hope this won't be the last time you'll talk to us.
Oh, it won't. It won't.
And, folks, you'll notice if you listen to the Living Dream Outdoor podcast, yeah, we run through those sponsors at the end, and we've got Jeremy listed there with us. And if you'll pay real close attention over the next few months here, he's going to be running some ads with us as well. So, hey, from Jerry Mattingly and myself, Bill Cooper, we're living our outdoor dreams. We encourage you to get in the outdoors and live your outdoor dreams as well.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573-263-8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Pico Lures, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, The Fallen Outdoors, Ledco Sinkers and Lure Company, Turnbow Outdoors, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Big Ed's Guide Service, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASO Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, On the Hook TV, Expedition Trailers, The Rambling Angler, Spare Rib Inn in Steelville, Missouri, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.